Hello, and welcome to this roundtable discussion which introduces you to the Sounding Out Well Sonic Postcards. I'm George Revel from the Open University, and with me I have Kim Hammond, Chris Cook, and Chris Bonfilioli, and together we are the Sounding Out Wells project team. Sounding Out Wells is an Arts and Humanities Research Council funded project led by researchers from the Open University. So, what is a sonic postcard? Kim?
Right, well, a sonic postcard is a short 5 to 10 minute sound work. It's part documentary and part audio soundscape, and it includes human and environmental voices, including the sounds of animals, birds, plants, and the elements. It could be wind, rain, the sea. Each postcard is concerned with raising issues and questions concerning life in and around Wales.
Thanks, Kim. And I think for me, one of the most important things about sonic postcards are that they present information, evidence, and points of view which encourage listeners to make up their own mind about particular issues such as coastal protection, the future of fishing, or protection of fragile habitats and endangered species. So, why were the postcards made? Chris Bonfilioli, can you explain?
Well, the postcards were made because we were asked to make them by the Wells Maltings to add to and complement their existing archive of oral history materials. They were made in response to a set of postcards which the team made for Blakeney, just along the coast, and which were shown at Wells Maltings, where they proved very popular with visitors to the centre.
Yes, and we thought that it would be interesting to use that format to sort of raise some of the issues about Wells and the future of Wells and the problems and questions it faces at this current time. Who made those postcards? Well, we're an interdisciplinary team, and we include social scientists and sound artists, and we've worked in collaboration with people and groups based in Wells and along the North Norfolk coast. Kim, can you explain a little bit about how these postcards were made?
Yes, so some of the postcards, as we hope, would be led by groups, local groups, such as the local oral history group or the local primary school in Wells, supported by sound artists and team members. Also, some of the postcards were a collaboration with key individuals with specific relevant knowledge, working with and supported by the Sounding Out Wells team and the sound artists. For example, the Harbour Master and at the Lobster Hatchery. And finally, by groups of professionals working with the Sounding Out Wells team, such as the wardens at Holcombe, the Norfolk Coast Partnership, who manage the area of outstanding natural beauty, and indeed Norfolk County Council, who are running a sand dunes project.
Thanks, Kim. Chris Cook, as the team's sound artist, what has been your experience of working on the sonic postcards?
Well, I met the rest of the team over Zoom and got filled in on what we were trying to do with the postcards. It was then time for me to go up and record some sounds. We all went up on two occasions, with me at least, and walking around trying to think of things to record. So you're listening out for distinctive sounds, basically, things that grab your attention, sounds that are distinctive to a particular place. You want to be able to represent a particular sonic environment. I live in Lewisham. So I'm not used to hearing the tinkling and clinking of wind in sailboat masts every day. So that was obviously something that stood out to me. So we got a recording of it, and you'll hear it in a few of the postcards. It's also quite important to record nothing, which sounds counterintuitive, but that's very useful when it comes to editing together all of your sound recordings to make a finished composition or sonic postcard in this case. So that's the background hum of a place. It could be the roar of the distant sea or distant traffic or the resonance of wind in a quiet valley. That kind of background sound which really characterizes your experience of being in a place. And that's something that we wanted to get across in the sonic postcards. So I had to capture all of that stuff.
Thanks very much, Chris. Chris Bonfilioli, we worked through the COVID pandemic, and that's been difficult times for us on this project. Can you tell us about your experience of working through these difficult times?
So the project started before COVID and ran all the way through COVID and continued after COVID. We collected interviews online during COVID and then in person when travel was possible again. We made field recordings around Wales and all along the local coast. These included recordings of the dunes, the natterjack toads, the people, the dogs. And it was really local issues which drove the ideas forwards. And the postcards, I think, express these local issues which came out of the environment and the people and the other elements of wildlife and nature in that area.
Thanks very much, Chris. Well, the project's certainly given me some notable memories. So, I mean, I can remember standing on the quayside at Wells whilst one of the fishermen showed the children from the primary school, the primary school students, all the different kinds of fish they'd caught that day. And it turned out that the fisherman was actually a parent to one of the children. And that sense of showing the next generation what it means to live and work by the sea is a very memorable memory for me. Kim, do you have an interesting memory?
Oh, so many, George, but the thing that I really enjoyed that stands out for me was seeing and hearing about the lobster hatchery and seeing the different stages of lobsters and the amazing project to create a sustainable lobster industry in Wales.
Chris Cook, do you have any remarkable memories?
Yes, well, I remember dragging Kim and Chris Bonfilioli out to the dunes at dusk to record natterjack toads. And I had my headphones on and was searching around with the microphone, trying to figure out where the toads were, and in the process got completely lost. I couldn't find the path that we'd come up, I couldn't see where Kim and Chris were because it was dark by this point, and they couldn't call out to me because they thought I was recording a load of very important sounds. And so eventually we had to clamber around over the dunes to find each other again.
Thanks very much, Chris. Chris Bonfilioli, what's your notable memory?
Well, one of the things we did was to walk along the coastal path, and one day we met a bird watcher, and he surprised us by saying that ground nesting birds are often unknown to dog owners. So some dog owners are not even aware that there is such a thing as ground nesting birds. So that was quite a surprising lesson and very interesting. So we included his interview in one of the Sonic postcards.
Yes, thanks very much, Chris. And of course, one of the Sonic postcards is precisely about the relationship between ground nesting birds and dog owners. Anyway, as we draw this discussion to a conclusion, I'd just like to ask you one last thing. What would we like listeners to take away after listening to these postcards? Kim?
I would like visitors to Wales to have a better appreciation of what it's like for people living on the edge here, the community in Wales, and the different situations that they face.
Thank you, Kim. Chris Cook?
I like to think of the postcards as vivid explorations and encapsulations of certain issues that show the relationships between people and nature in Wales in a new way. So I'd want listeners to the postcards to go away with a slightly different perspective on these kind of issues and talk about them with other people.
Thanks very much, Chris. And Chris Bonfilioli?
Well, I would like listeners to feel that this is a worthwhile project which engages local people with changes on the coast. It would also be great if people could also understand that sound art can express ideas which are hard to express with words alone.
Thanks very much. I think that's a really important point. I think we've got three really key points there. Thank you. So my takeaway is I'd like you, each one of you listening, to take your favourite postcard after listening to them, and there are physical postcards for each Sonic postcard with a photograph, relevant photograph on, and a QR code, and post that to a friend so that they too can listen to the Sonic Postcard.
Oh, and one other thing, please do let us know what you thought of the Sonic Postcards in the visitor book provided.
Thank you, and thanks for that reminder. So please do write down your thoughts and comments in the visitor book. So it only remains for me to say thanks very much to Kim, Chris and Chris for your insights into the project. We certainly really enjoyed making the postcards and being in Wells and meeting people. It only remains for me to say thank you all for listening, and we hope you enjoy the postcards.
Yes, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for listening.